go.
Okay, South Summit Protection District regular business meeting for June 18th, 2025. First thing, review minutes of May 21st, 2025 regular board meeting. Did everybody get those and be able to look at those?
Yes.
I did.
Perfect. Everything looked good, or?
Everything looked good. I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes for May 21st.
I will second that.
Perfect. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any oppose? No oppose?
Aye.
Okay. No further discussion, Pat?
No further discussion.
Okay. Review finances for June 2025.
I reviewed the finances. They actually looked good. So I'll make a motion to accept the finances for June 2025.
Perfect.
I will second that.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any oppose? No oppose. No further, Tad?
No further.
Okay, the certified tax rate. Melanie's got a thing. Do we get to sign that?
No, I have to sign it. You guys just have to approve it.
Okay. Did you see that, Julie, the tax thing for next year?
I did. That was for, that was just for our information, or?
Well, it's just we have to accept it, saying that we're okay. I mean, that we're going to go with that.
Or
we don't. I mean, it is what it is. The county pretty much sets it, so it's. You know, a state thing, so it kind of is what it is. So we just have to okay it.
Yep, I did take a look.
That's $50,000 more than what we're getting now, just because of the cost of living that changed. So, and they do that every year, so that's a good thing, I guess. Because I have some really bad news now. We're talking about finances.
Great. So, you all in favor for that, or do we get a motion? Do we need to make a motion? Okay, so we're good with that. We'll sign that. Next, public comment. We got any public?
We better stay on. We better stay on the finances for a minute. Darren from Trust, from the insurance company called. He goes, well, this is pretty bittersweet. He said, I really like you guys. And he said, because we hire so many people, because our payroll's gone up so much, our workman's comp has gone up 253%. So now our workman's comp, instead of like $7,000 a year, is $28,000 a year.
It's no surprise.
Woo!
And we never budgeted for that, so we're going to have to, when we have our budget hearing next month to get everything back where it needs to be, we're going to have to take some money from someplace and put it in workman's comp to pay that. So we don't have.
Which was them questions that I asked.
That's crazy.
I anticipated that. Back when we were going to go forward, that we needed to know them actual costs, because that it was just like with the, we needed the clear back then when we were setting that, we needed a hard number of what the 401ks were going to cost us, and everything has kind of went up with no.
That just has to do with salaries, and anything with 401ks is just the number of salaries,
it's just
and they have a formula, and you take $1.78 times 100, and then that's for every
person, whatever. So we're just going to have to remember to put that in the budget somewhere.
We didn't even talk about it last in December, but we're going to have to in July and get some money in there.
So, is there not necessarily a cap, but a medium in between, like, if we hire another 10 people, are we going up, or does that cost?
It just goes right off the number of dollars that go out.
It goes off the amount of money that you're paying out in payroll.
It's just like when you're running your construction thing, it's whatever goes out.
Right, so it's just like basically like URS.
It's a percentage.
Each employee, there's a percentage. So each employee that we hire, we're going to incur that next.
And they don't care if they're part-time or full-time. They just take like $40,000 a month for the last 5 months, that's $200,000, and they figure that on that $200,000 a month.
That's just kind of how they run it. So puts just off the whole payroll.
So we don't, we need to watch at the same time of just hiring people to hire them, that we're only hiring as we actually need, because it's a cost associated with each hiree.
Well, this might open up the discussion, you guys, the discussion we might want to have in the next coming months, about having, you know, we're already paying a lot of part-time people. Maybe we want to narrow those part-time people down and hire actual part-time people that are on every, you know, they're not benefited, but they're set people, two per day to man another ambulance at the Oakley station. And I just bring this up because we're paying a lot of people now. Some people are doing 24-hour shifts, some people are doing, you know, 40. There's all different ranges. Maybe we need to open a discussion up in the near future of, okay, we're at a point where we just need to bring on a certain number of part-time employees to staff that ambulance, so we don't have 20. And I don't know how that would look right now, but knowing that it's costing us a lot more money in workers' comp and other things, uniforms and things like that, we might want to look at a different model coming up in January. Just something to throw out there for you guys.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that. I just don't want to pull anything away from our volunteers, so that when we need them.
Oh, no, that we would still have our, we would still have our bank of volunteers. We have to have those folks hanging in. Okay, so we'll just have to look at the budget when we do our budget review and find the money to pay for that this year, huh?
Yeah, it's due in, I think, August. But they audited, when they audited the payroll from the beginning of the year, our payroll was $358,000 compared to, well, the whole payroll for the year is going to be over $1 million. We did that in the budget. We put it $1.9 million for the payroll, and he goes, that's what's, they have to use the formula for what your payroll is going to be. It's not how many you hire or what they're doing. It's how much money your payroll puts out every year. So
the total cost of payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a 265% increase over what we had last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it is crazy, but it's $25,451. That's what the premium is going to be this year. Do you want to take this on that?
No.
So, I guess it is what it is. He said that even Utah Workman's Comp or whatever that other company is, they all use the same formula.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't change.
You're not going to make a difference if you want to change. He said, you want to change, you can look around, but
it's
the same formula for everybody on Workman's Comp. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just one of them dings we were going to see and didn't.
Wasn't ready for it.
Wasn't planning on it. It just wasn't something to come necessarily up, but with going full time and going from
All right, so
anything else in the finances?
Anything else on finance?
Not really.
Nothing major. No more big things.
That comes later when we look at that other thing that Chief's got.
And, you know, definitely need to make sure the Chief understands that in any of the categories that we haven't spent, that we need to, he needs to, before we spend it, because we're going to have to rob from some of them to cover that.
Yeah, exactly.
I went through the budget this morning, and we budgeted $100,000 for interest expense debt, and it's only like $22,000, so we'll have
$60,000
in there we can use.
Can use some of that.
And there's a few other ones that think about it is, you're right, he just needs to be.
Yeah, we need to make Kim well aware that there's a large chunk of change that we need to pull the reins on and make sure that we've got the money to cover that.
Yeah.
Like you said, everything else is pretty much the same and looking good. But his compass, he said, I was really shocked. That's why he called me. I was like, I'm just so shocked. And I go, well, yeah, we hired full-time people in December or in January, and we hired on-call people, and the payroll is about $40,000. Why we can.
All right. So, public comment. You got any public comments out there? No public comment. District business. Policies and procedure. Credit card procedures. Credit card holder. Accepting agreements. Do we need any of that? Or am I on the wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong paper. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go this one.
We just need to do that. Policies and procedures.
District. Fire station living postponed from last month. But did we get anything? Oh, yeah. We got change. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to probably postpone it till next month?
Mm-hmm. I think you're
going to
pass it.
Are we passing that one?
Well, how about, I think we need to just pass this policy so we have something in place. This was given to the chief, and also who took over the policies?
Clayton.
Melanie.
Clayton.
So this was given to Clayton to put in his own, in their own way. Nothing has come forward. We accept this policy as written. If we want to amend it later, if they have to bring us something later, then we can amend it. But at least we have something in place for our employees to follow. So I would like to at least accept this one, and they have to bring us changes in the future. We can look at them.
Yeah, the directive was at the last meeting that we were going to hold it until this meeting to give them the month to get us something. So I think I would agree that we just pass this one. And it's, hard because Clayton's not here to ask him to give him the fair chance of where you add on that.
I emailed Clayton last Wednesday and said, you've been working on any of those policies, or on this one, I need to have it in the next couple of days so we can send it out to the board so they can look at it.
So I would say that I would agree that we need to just pass this one and they can make amendments to it or bring to the board when they have the one that they're wanting to work on, present it, and we can choose to adopt it instead or amend this one.
You good with that, Julie?
I'm good, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
stop looking at the boys in their Speedos on the beach and pay attention.
I will make a motion then to adopt the fire station living
protocol.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
No oppose.
She's delayed.
You're delayed a little. You're good, Julie. Okay, so that's both of those, right? It's on here twice.
Well, one of them was a docs, one of them was a PDF, and then that was a procedure you could pull up on your...
Perfect. Okay, next on the agenda is Wacy.
My turn?
That's all you, buddy.
I don't know if she can hear me, but I do have a few things, but I think the biggest one is just showing you the... Let's give you a quick rundown of the new
Can you see, Julie?
I can, yep.
Okay.
Yes.
This is obviously blowing it up huge. I don't know if I can shrink this window.
It's all good.
Let me see if we can do a control minus here. We can maybe shrink it down to somewhat make it look. So it's a lot more feature rich.